I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Wednesday, August 4th, 2010. Hey, guess what? You're a map maker or cartographer, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I'm serious. The job is yours. It doesn't pay, but it might be fun. Microsoft is making you the offer. It's part of the map service on their Bing search engine. I guess they're looking for a leg up on other map sites, so they're doing this thing called Bing OpenStreetMap, where you or anyone can provide pictures and information on a specific physical location, and then that gets added to the map, to the record of what that place looks like and is. Michael Goodchild is a professor of geography at the University of California, Santa Barbara.
Well, essentially what's happened is that all the skills that used to be needed to make a map have really gone away. The skill involved in finding a position on the Earth's surface, which now is GPS. The skill of drawing a map, which is now software. But I think the one skill that still is needed to make a map is local expertise. And that's what the average citizen has. And in many cases in the past, the expert did not have.
Where does that leave the profession of cartographer?
I think in a very powerful position. The influence, though, comes not from drawing the maps, but from designing the software which other people use to make the maps.
That's Michael Goodchild. It was inevitable, really. The Wikipedia model works. Lots of people contribute for free, and they build something big. But is bigger better? Mark Harrower is a map designer at Axis Maps, former professor of cartography at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Mark, it kind of reminds me of poetry. Like, anyone can write poetry, but most poetry is awful that people write.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now that we're all cartographers, Mark, how do we do it well?
And that's actually a question that's been central to some of the research I've done over the last 10 years, is how do we offload some of the burden of expertise to the software so that a new user can come along and actually make something that's pretty decent?
So if we're all potential cartographers, how does that change how we see the world around us?
One of the things that some academics have been criticizing the profession of cartography for is the fact that it's had too much say in authoring reality. And I don't mean to sound too much like an academic here, but people don't really question maps in the way they might question, say, an editorial piece and say, well, this person's got a bias and they left out certain information. One of the things that I think we're seeing now is people saying, hey, wait a sec, this is the way you see my neighborhood. Well, this is the way I see my neighborhood. And so we're seeing a number of mapping projects where communities and different groups who would not normally have been at the table and asked for input are able to, what we might call counter cartography or underground cartography. And just as we're having now novice filmmakers just go out there and just start shooting stuff, you know, with really cheap lo-fi equipment, we're seeing the same thing in cartography.
Some other stories we're following online at futuretense.publicradio.org. We talk a lot about Android phones and iPhones on the show. They're kind of the Lennon and McCartney of smartphones. So I guess that makes BlackBerry the George Harrison. A little quieter, but still important. Tuesday, a new solo album. BlackBerry released a new phone, the Torch, with a touchscreen and a fold-out keypad. And Microsoft issued an emergency security patch. It covers Windows 7 and Windows Vista. If you're running XP or Windows 2000, you're out of luck. And Microsoft suggests you upgrade. Google Voice is a free phone service that, among other things, gives you a transcript of your voicemails. But the transcripts are buggy. They often bear little resemblance to what the person was actually saying. Paul F. Tompkins is a well-known comedian with an interest in technology. We've had him on the show before. Here's Paul trying to make sense of what Google says his voicemails are.
Hey, 8. What happened? You guys going to take a legal right came out to the barn you were calling in? But we standing there, and I missed you guys, and other doors locked. I think the waiting for me in time, so horrible.
That was from Paul's new podcast, the Pod F Tomcast. An essay from Paul about the iPhone game Angry Birds is now up on futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.
Future Tense is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.